Ross O'Curry.
Three situations, you know how it works. All you have to do is tell me what happens next.
Oh, Ross O'Curry.
Now, we've got two new players today, which means that I don't have to work out who is in the lead. Because
okay.
Yesterday it was Becky and Greg James.
Right.
Today it's you, Chopper, because you're back. And voiceover man.
Yes, it's me.
Did Becky win yesterday?
And Becky's playing as well, I've just been told.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to exclude you there. I just thought
it's alright, I don't mind. And yes, I did win yesterday.
Yes, you did win yesterday. Okay,
so Becky's the best.
Well, it's weird. There's three people now, not two.
Oh, no, God. You'd be useless doing the weakest link.
Oh, yeah, we did have the Pussycat Dolls on before, didn't we?
Yeah.
There was quite a few of them. What do you mean, is it normally like this?
Sorry, I didn't realise my mic was live.
Yes, it is.
I was just sucking a fisherman's friend as well. So embarrassing.
Here's the first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Boyzone?
Yes.
Well, they came round for tea today.
Mm-hmm. Like they normally do every Tuesday.
Which was nice. And you might have seen them on the cameras if you were logged on earlier.
With you ignoring them?
We did. I wasn't ignoring them. I was very busy at the time. Now, we did our cork popping game again. Do you remember Yvette doing it yesterday?
Yeah, you're going through the champagne. Is it all from your stash?
What is it?
It's a game where you have to name as many famous people as you can before the cork pops out of your bottle of champagne.
Okay.
Yesterday he mispronounced cork.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing...
Anyway, moving on.
Thanks for bringing that back up.
Is that what you said yesterday?
Oh, God.
What, on air?
So
live?
Today, we gave Keith from Boyzone a bottle of champagne.
Oh.
We are getting through it.
Which one's Keith? The good-looking one?
Is he the eyebrow one?
No, that's Shane.
Oh. Which one's Keith?
Keith is the one off of Coronation Street.
Corey.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
still none the wiser.
We shook the champagne. Oh, hello. Hello. We shook the champagne up a little bit and took the safety thing off. But here's my question to you. How many famous people could Keith off Boyzone name before his cork popped, possibly killing him instantly? Voiceover man.
It's very difficult to do, because I heard Yvette yesterday, and I think I'm going to go for three.
Voiceover man says three. Becky?
I think you might be on the cheap stuff by now, so 11.
Okay. Chappers?
One.
You're saying one.
It's nothing against your champagne, it's more on Keith's intelligence.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Keith from Boyzone trying to name celebrities before his champagne cork pops. How many will he manage? Hi, Keith.
Hi.
Okay, welcome to my landing. I've got a bottle of Asti for you there. If you shake it nice and... Yeah, shake it. Right, undo the safety valve.
The safety valve is being undone.
Okay, shake it a bit more. Okay, and now name as many famous people as you can before the cork goes off. Go!
Bob Dylan, Shane Lynch, Ronan Keaton, Stephen Gately, Robbie Williams.
More.
My mother, my father, my brothers. Yay!
That's a three.
Are you now conferring who wins?
Because you don't know.
Well, I just looked at your blank
is it
face.
Five? Did you get five or six?
I think six.
So who wins then? Peter said three and I said ten.
Oh, rubbish. I think it was five.
But he said his mother and father. You can't. Are they famous?
This was my whole point. I thought he'd struggle to name famous people, and he did.
You're not wrong, Chappers. You're not wrong. So
this is ridiculous.
Voiceover man wins just because he does, because he's a guest.
Oh,
marvellous. Is there a prize?
Would you like to hear some of the other members of Boyzone trying to guess some more celebrities? It's quite good.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, God.
Okay, listen to this. Go!
Britney Spears, what's it call him? Perez.
Hilton. What am I meant to do with this? Hold on.
Just wait for it to go.
Oh, just keep shaking.
Yeah.
New kids on the block, Jordan Knight, Danny from X Factor, Rhino, Ronan Keaton, Stephen Gately, Paul McCartney.
Danny from X Factor. Who's that? You should know that, voiceover man.
Danny Minogue.
Danny Minogue.
She never gets any airtime anymore. I've forgotten about her.
I've completely forgotten who she is.
Yeah.
Here's some more.
Michael Douglas. She's Barry White. Kylie Minogue.
They get...
Cheryl Crow, Simon Cowell, Louis Walsh, Ronan Keaton, Keith Duffy.
I don't know.
Shake it!
I'm shaking. Who else? Samuel L. Jackson, Colin Farrell. Come on, Gabriel Bourke. This thing is
it's not going to work.
No,
rubbish. No.
They all name Ronan Keating.
Yeah, class. Anyway, that was Boyzone. It came around a bit earlier on. Ready for your next one? Here it is.
Oh, what's the kidding?
You know Simon Cowell?
Yes.
How would you describe him in three words, voiceover man?
Opinionated, fair, and egotistic.
High-waisted trousers.
Chappers?
Always spot on.
Okay. Well, we asked 10
people... He is on X Factor. I don't think he gets it right.
We asked 10 people on the streets of Great Britain to describe Simon Cowell... in just three words. But which word will be said the most, Becky?
Teeth. I said that too quickly. Teeth.
Okay. Chappers.
I'm tempted to go teeth as well. Trouser.
Voiceover man.
I was going to say that. Rich.
Rich. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's the people of Great Britain describing Simon Cowell in three words. But which word will they say the most?
Simon Cowell in three words. Arrogant. British. Overrated.
If I said to you Simon Cowell and you had three words, what would those three words be?
Yeah, I like Simon Cowell because he's very blunt, he's honest, and he doesn't care what people think about him. He just speaks his mind. That's the reason why I like him, personally.
Simon Cowell in three words. Arrogant, cocky, and a bit geeky.
High trousers, cocky, and a little bit greasy.
Stuck up. And posh.
Simon Cowell in three words. Chauvinistic, an idiot, and a bit of a show-off.
I'd say knowledgeable, ignorant, and also kind of sexy. Simon Cowell in three words. Like, power. I would. Yeah, you knew you would. Come on, if he was like, come on, let's go. You'd be like, all right, see ya.
Money and teeth. What more could you want? There you go.
Simon Cowell in three words would be, does it for me?
Oh, get a room, love.
That's four words. Does it for me?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Really, a lot of people, when we play this game, seem to have no concept of the three words bit.
Verbal reasoning.
Does anyone know what the actual
I think
word?
Cocky was the...
I thought it was sexy, you see.
Well, I thought I had cocky more than sexy.
Do you think maybe I should check this more before we actually go on
it? It would help.
Okay. So...
let's go to the video analysis.
Does nobody get that point? No one... thank you, one that doesn't speak. That was very efficient of him, wasn't it? Nope. Nobody.
Okay. Power, money, teeth was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good.
Oh.
I like that one. And that was Oh, What's Occurring. Let us know how you did on 81199.
Oh! What's Occurring?
Anyone want to tell me who won today?
I think Voiceover Man won.
Voiceover Man wins!
Always.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is our record of the week from Miley Cyrus.